So we turn now to these episodes related concerning situations of temptation. So we explained that the episode of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva teach, let's call it, doesn't only apply to Averot, from the libido, when a person sometimes has provocation, stimulus. It also applies to such things as anger. Also, where a person loses control of his self-centeredness. It also happens to people. And even though he thinks he's removed anger, he's removed jealousy, but jealousy and anger can sometimes be suppressed and it becomes a bottle which, when the fermentation becomes strong, it explodes. And that can happen to any person. And then we have to learn, or say, Kas mi libecha. You've got to remove the anger from your heart and recognize the fulfillment of the self comes about Vayikba libo Darkei Hashem. Use the self-centeredness in the jealousy also, it says in the Gemara in a few places. You have to use it, not suppress it constantly, but use it, and therefore they say, Kinat Sofrim Tabi Chokhma, this jealousy amongst students, it increases wisdom. As long as you recognize that you've got to serve Hashem, you can't do it by yourself, you need the help of Hashem for it. It's the same situation. And here we have the illustrations given connected with temptations of lewdness and lust. The same applies to other evil qualities, like the power of hate, the power of anger, the power of jealousy, that also get hold of us. But the Torah doesn't say you've got to remove it altogether. Because if a person has no self-esteem, he nullifies himself altogether, then he's also not following the will of Hashem. Yeah? Self-respect is not so vile a sin as self-neglecting. Some people neglect themselves entirely. So therefore you have to use it. Put all your excitement into finding out what's the truth in learning, which consider that Hashem wants you to do this. But don't let it go over to nullifying another person. I think we can say there's about three levels. One level, mitlotzet, we said that a person thinks I'm safe, and you mock at those who give in to temptation. So Hashem will already show you, without the help of it, because you haven't turned to Hashem, it's no good. And that's the essence of the last one we spoke about, where the Sultan comes to him and says to him, because he says, "What if I get temptation, what should I say to the Sultan?" So they say to him, Yid'ah v'cha Hashem ha-satan. You ask Hashem to drive away the temptation. But if you think, the last one is where a person is so self-confident, he says that he'll be saved. And now we're coming to a fourth episode in the Gemara, which is a person who is tempted when he's married. Well, he's married. Married many years already. It's called Rabbi Chiya Ba'ashi. So who wants to read it? Rabbi Chiya Ba'ashi, Avrogel, he was accustomed called Idun. Every time, Afanofel Ape, he did Nefilat Apayim. Now today also we did Nefilat Apayim. When did we do it? Tachanun. We say Tachanun. And during Tachanun, we feel that, you know, we're failing, we do, in fact, the expression of Tachanun is, please Hashem save me, both from physical illness and from spiritual Even my soul is very confused. It's a spiritual depression. We're physical depressions. So he added, Harachamon Yasilem Mietzara. He was an older married man. And he said every day he added something. And in those times, in fact, they didn't just used to put their head on their arm, they used to fall to the floor even. You should have a pine. So he added, Hashem saved me from temptation. So his wife heard him say this. His wife used to say this. And let's say they've been married 40 years. And he no longer had marital intercourse with his wife. Now you know there's a din in the Torah of Oino. The chiyuv of a married person to have marital intercourse. And there are even lots of laws how often a person has to do it. That means even if a husband, they've already got a family, it's not dependent on Pru Arvu. If it's Pru Arvu, of course it's a mitzvah that one has to get children. But even if you've already got children, and even if the wife is already past the age of being able to have children, so you still have to have oino. Because oino means, many say, for women need it. Even if a man, generally speaking, also gets pleasure from it, the pleasure which the woman gets from it is greater. And if a woman doesn't want it, you shouldn't do it. But if a woman does want it, then you have a minimum that you have to fulfill of oino, to answer her needs. Because also, the mitzvah is to give her that physical satisfaction that a woman needs. Important for her. So, but this Rav Chiya Bar Ashiv, he already older, and also he found it easier for himself, he suppose dedicated himself to learning, to davening, if he separated from his wife, because he had no more any koach gavra. He even didn't have so much strength anymore, and he weakened him. So therefore, every day he said, please Hashem save me from lustful temptation. So she heard him say that. Omra, she said, that michte, let's investigate. O kamashoni, the porish lay minoi. For some years, machmaziknu, as she says, because he's already getting on in age, so he doesn't anymore have intercourse with me. And she understood it. So why is he afraid of the Yetzara? He's not stimulated anymore. What's he afraid of? So he decided to test him. What did she do? My time, Koma Hochi. Why did you say this? Every day, when it's finished up time, he says it. Yom Echadah, Chava Kogores Beginte. It was day when he was learning out in the garden. I say he learned outside. They're busy learning. She did Kosto Nafshe. So she went and disguised herself to make herself very attractive. Special clothes and so on. So, Chalfo, to attract him, and she wanted to attract his attention. Petanya, and she repeated it, coming in front of him. So he looked up from his learning and saw her, a very attractive woman. So he said to Manat, who are you? Omra Anu Haruta, the Chodra. Yuma. I am a famous courtesan, a famous harlot, was well known amongst the town at large. As she says, Ano Charut, Hashem Zoino, Nikeres Beer, known in the city. And I've come back now. I came back, I was away for a time, I came back today. And she was attracted to war. So he said, please, I want to have intercourse with you. So Omrelay, so she said to him, if you want to do that, I see up there's a beautiful pomegranate tree. So go and pick me that pomegranate. Aita nearly lahach rumana. Go and bring me that luscious pomegranate, the Reish Tzotzita, which is at the end of this branch of the tree. So what did he do, Shavar? He jumped to get hold of it. He jumped up and gave Antony that brought it to her. Anyway, so there's some commentators who say, it would appear that's the view of Rashi, although it's not some commentators say that's what Rashi means, that he actually had intercourse with her. But many others say he just gave her the pomegranate and then she ran away. She didn't stay there. So he didn't have intercourse with her. He attempted to. He was going to. When he came to you'll see there's a different way of two ways of interpreting this whole passage, which have both ways have important lessons. And a lot depends on it, even halachically, as we'll soon see. God elevate.